You're listening to SBS News.
Ban Ki-moon brought the world together for the Paris Climate Agreement. The former United Nations Secretary General believes Australia is not doing enough to cut emissions. He says the United States, Japan, the European Union and the United Kingdom are slashing 2 to 3 times as much as Australia.
Australia must at least have emissions this decade and commit to zero by 2050. It will meet its Paris Agreement obligations, protect its national interests, and provide the certainty the nation needs. Australia can help carve a path to a better future for all, a future that is within our reach on this one remarkable planet that we all share.
The federal government didn't comment directly on the rebuke, instead referring to previous statements which were said referring to the Kyoto Agreement, that other countries promised to reduce emissions and failed, while Australia delivered. The government does say it's on track to meet and beat Paris targets of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 26 to 28% by 2030. But New South Wales Energy Minister Matt Keane says the public expects more.
We need to send a message to all leaders in every part of our society that failing to deliver on the promise of what we can be is not an option. Complaining that it is all too hard is not a solution. Saying that it's up to others to come up with a plan is a complete cop-out. The community expects our leaders to get on with it or to get out of the way. Australia should not be a climate laggard. We should be a climate leader.
After watching Australia suffer bushfires, floods and drought, the former UN chief has this ominous message.
Failing to set ambitious, credible emissions targets in line with the rest of the world poses a huge threat to Australia's future prosperity and international standing.
Macquarie University professor and counsellor with the Climate Council, Leslie Hughes, wants Australia to go even further and slash emissions by 75% in the next decade.
Australia has one of the best renewable energy resources in the world from wind and solar. We also have a stable economy, a stable government. We have great science, great technology. We've got ready access to Asian markets. So we have lots and lots of things going for us, which should enable us to meet that target if only our federal government had the will to do so.
Australia is part of the global effort to limit warming to below 2 degrees Celsius. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.